Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Parsons moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCoskey bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleming. The throw from Parsons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-2 in the game. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Parsons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Mel Harder. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Denning moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Fleming moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Otto Denning. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Gaffke reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. There goes Hegan trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Bloodworth, who relays the ball to Parsons, who tags Hegan, who came all the way from first, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.